Welcome back, everybody, to the Sports Zone. NBA Finals Game 1 will be tomorrow night, and we're going to talk some NBA Finals as Bill Ryder, the new CBS Sports Radio host, Ryder Than You, follows us here on the Sports Zone. Bill, good to have you on. Enjoy the show quite a bit. You seem to have a lot of fun doing this new time slot for you. Appreciate you having coming on the show.
Keith, it's a thrill to be on, and thanks. Yeah, I'm loving doing the show. It is great to be on in Cheyenne. It's been a lot of fun kicking off at CBS Sports Radio.
All right, game one, here we go. You know how they called Apollo Creed and Rocky the Super Fight 2? Well, we've got Super Fight 3 going on here with Golden State and Cleveland. You know, this one seems interesting to me yet again, kind of the rubber match here, so to speak. What do you think are some of the biggest keys? What are you kind of looking for as this series gets started with both teams having a long layoff here?
Yeah, it's the trilogy. I love it. It's like a UFC super fight between two gladiators. For Cleveland, there's several things, and this is sort of the stark challenge of playing a team as talented as the Warriors, Keith. I think first and foremost, LeBron James, a lot to ask, but has to have another historic finals like he has the last two finals, and that probably looks like, man, 30 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks a game, which he's done the last two finals. I think Kyrie Irving has to be more efficient in his off games, but also have at least a couple nights where he pours in 40 or 42 or 44. Kevin Love, very quietly, has been really dynamic, not just the best postseason of his career, but actually a pretty impressive postseason just in the history of postseasons. He has to continue to do that, and Tristan Thompson has got to continue to be a defensive beast. They basically need everybody to do what they've done at a high level. For the Warriors, it really is just be who they are. Move the ball, get open shots, understand that one night it can be Kevin Durant, the next night it can be Steph Curry, a third night it can be Klay Thompson, a fourth night it can be Draymond Green. Andre Iguodala won the NBA, the MVP for the finals 2 years ago, but that's so a part of their nature, so true to who they are, that they move the ball and there's no selfishness at all, that I think we'll see that. And if that happens, if both those things happen, it should be a pretty epic series.
You know, do you trust Golden State's top players in the biggest of stages in this one? You know, Steph was injured last year, we think. KD has had moments where he has not shown up in the biggest stages of his postseason career. I think Draymond had a really good finals last year. But do you trust them in the biggest of situations?
It's a great question, because the short answer is I don't trust Kevin Durant yet. It's not that I don't trust him, but I don't feel a swelling amount of confidence. I need to see it, right? Like, I need to see it with my own eyes. Steph Curry, I do believe in, and you're right, we think he was hurt last year.
Yeah.
He was not great at the end. He obviously could have hit a big shot. He didn't. It was Kyrie who was the hero, and we need to see that from Steph Curry. I mean, part of his legacy conversation, if he wants to be considered a top 10 player of all time, I don't think that's unreasonable. You have to go out and not just win this series, but you have to be the guy. But here's the thing about the Warriors is, let's say those guys can't do it or don't do it. I do trust Draymond Green. That guy has got guts galore going for miles. I do trust Klay Thompson, even though he struggled in these playoffs, 11th all-time in three-point shooting and, 37 points in a quarter once in his career. So between those four guys and, frankly, some of the other guys in that team, I think somebody will step up. I would be much more inclined, personally, to believe in Steph and believe in Draymond than I would Kevin Durant at the end of a fourth quarter with a game 6 on the line and history bearing down.
It's Bill Ryder, the show Ryder Than You, follows us here on the Sports Zone, CBS Sports Radio, talking NBA Finals, Golden State and Cleveland. Game 1 is tomorrow night in Oakland. So about the NBA, is this good? Is this series for the third year in a row, which we have never seen before in NBA history, is this good for the league, or does there need to be some more balance of power, so to speak, in this league?
Keith, I think the answer probably for me is both. I don't think it's great for the league that the Warriors won every game and that Cleveland only lost a single game on their march to each other. But I do side with Kobe Bryant on the actual final showdown. He said this, I think, a week or two ago. I think that level of history is an amazing thing for the league. And interestingly, the ratings have been up this year versus last year at this point in the playoffs, not because the playoffs have been particularly good. I don't think they're as bad as people have said, but they have not been dynamic. I think it's because people want to see greatness, and they want to see the Warriors and Cleveland be challenged. And while that hasn't happened yet, it sure is going to happen starting on Thursday at Oracle Arena. So I think it's going to be a remarkable ratings blockbuster for the NBA, and I think it's a very good thing for the league this year. Now, you know, when it's four in a row next year or five in a row the year after, or God help us, six in a row the year after that, it may be a different conversation.
I love the rivalry aspect of it, though, because we saw that kind of in the quote-unquote heyday of NBA basketball in the 80s, where you had teams that were kind of building up from the ashes, trying to dethrone, you know, Boston, the Lakers, Detroit. You know, you saw that in front of your eyes. Now we just need those teams to do that. Healthy Kawhi, maybe the Spurs-Warriors series is a little bit different, but it'd be nice to see those teams kind of rise from the ashes and take, you know, challenge these other teams.
I agree. I think we're a couple years away from teams challenging in the East and maybe further teams challenging in the West, but it sort of depends where Gordon Hayward goes. He's in Utah now, could go to Boston, but I think Utah has a really, really bright future. I think I'm with you on the Spurs. If Kawhi is healthy, and who knows if Chris Paul actually goes and becomes a Spur, that's a very interesting team. In the Eastern Conference, Boston, I think, has a huge future. I'm really big on Milwaukee because of Giannis Antetokounmpo. That guy is quietly emerging as one of the best players in the NBA. And I think Philly could be good in two or three years. So I think there are teams that are coming. I just think, unfortunately, Keith, that it's going to be a few years before they get where they need to be to take down one of the greats of all time in LeBron and one of the great teams of all time in this Warriors squad.
I love your Chris Paul stories, by the way, that you tell me.
Those are great. They're true. I can't help it.
Those are great, man. So he just truly does not like you right now.
He's not a fan. Yeah. You know, I haven't had that many F-words thrown my way since I played high school sports, the last time I interacted with Chris. And he's a complicated guy because I've done a lot of reporting on him. And, you know, great husband, great father by all reports, but not particularly good to his teammates at times, which is sources tell me the reason they struggle in the postseason. And I can speak for myself, has not been good to me. And, you know, when you're on a TV crew, right, like you bring people with you who are supposedly, I mean, they're not, but like a guy like Chris Paul can see them as the little people or the people beneath him. And he's been bad to those people, too, and you can only judge people based on the way they've treated you. And if you're a reporter, you can take that information and you can go try to figure out what's going on. And the reporting that has come back for me is what you experienced from Chris Paul screaming at you and the F-bombs and the anger and the disrespect to you and your crew, that speaks to a deeper problem with him and that Clippers team.
So LeBron took he takes a lot of heat anyways. And listen, I think he's obviously, we can all agree he's one of the best players that's ever played the game. I'm not going to about to debate him versus MJ and all that sort of thing. But does he deserve the amount of, I guess, negative criticism, the criticism that he does receive for having a bad game?
It's really interesting because I think it's like a yes and no. I mean, if you're that talented, especially in 2017, right? Twitter, Facebook, I'm not cool enough for Snapchat, but at least I know it exists. Yeah, like that's going to be part of the equation. And as a guy that has covered LeBron and I've been around LeBron, he's a complicated guy. I mean, he does throw his teammates under the bus. He did throw his general manager, David Griffin, under the bus. He was unlikable 5 or 6 years ago. He's also great to kids, right? Like, in a way that he doesn't ask for credit. Like, he doesn't put it out there. You have to be around him to see it. And he's a remarkable teammate on the floor. And he really is. And this isn't just, like, garbage talk or BS. He's a brilliant basketball mind. I think he's one of the most complicated, nuanced people in the history of the game. And he's obviously one of the best players who've ever played the game. And all of that adds up to, yes, I think the criticism is fair, and it comes with the territory. And unfortunately, we don't do nuance as effectively as we should, especially with really complicated people like LeBron James.
Outstanding as always, Bill Ryder, Ryder Than You. It's CBS Sports Radio. It follows us here on the Sports Zone. Looking forward to the NBA Finals. It all gets started tomorrow in Oakland with Game 1. Thank you so much, Bill, for the time.
Keith, anytime, buddy. Appreciate you.